four full practices in. How's it feeling so far?
Feeling good. Both sides of the ball really competing pretty well, so that's a good thing to see. You know, in OTAs, I felt like the defense kind of dominated. And coming out here in camp, I think the offense has really stepped up and played well.
How about for you personally? How's it going?
I think it's going great. The more practice you can get, the better it is. So it sounds like a cliche, but it's really true. I feel a lot better today than I did in OTAs and rookie minicamp. So it's really going well.
Are there some things that surprised you, even though we went through it in the OTAs and minicamp? Anything that has surprised you through the first 4 days here about training camp, and is it any different?
I mean, it's, you know, you're away from the outside world, so it's no different than a college training camp, just harder.
Just on the field. Yeah. In terms of.
Yeah, I mean, it's these are the best athletes in the world, so it's going to be a grind every day. You know, every day we lace them up. In college, you try to, you know, imagine that it's game day every day. But for us out here, you know, these guys are out here competing not only to make themselves better, but to have a job. So every day is game day, and everybody comes out to work every day.
It seems like you guys are running a lot of different things on offense, and defense is throwing a lot of pressure, a lot of blitz. I mean, you think that's all by design to really kind of get you as caught up to speed as you need to be, right?
Oh, yeah. I think coach is trying to give me the hardest looks possible so that I can be ready for those types of things. You know, whether teams decide to blitz and bring a lot of pressure, you know, sit back and drop everybody into coverage. Or if they just, you know, play their normal defense, it's we're preparing for everything. And, of course, you can try to prepare for everything and still go out there and get a curveball thrown at you. But I think coach is doing a great job of not only getting the defense better by getting them to show many looks, but also helping us offensively see many different things.
Robert, how competitive was it today? Those two back-to-back times you ran to the ends, and the second time you kind of gave a little mini Heisman, little wiggle there or something.
A little wiggle or something. So it's a very nice description. You know, it was great to get out there, and, you know, it's great for the fans, but it's also good for us as an offense to score in red zone type situations. I know as a team we struggled last year with that, so I think it'll help the team be very confident that when we do get in the red zone, whether it's, you know, throwing the ball or running the ball in, we can do it.
You buried yourself in that playbook before you ever got drafted. Can you express how big a deal it is to have a guy like Rex help you? When you have questions, to be there besides the coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, Rex is great. I mean, if you ask anybody on the team, offensive lineman, you know, just anyone, they'll tell you that, you know, Rex is a baller. And he goes out and he works hard and does what he's supposed to do to try to help the team win. You know, unfortunately, it didn't work out for Rex. You know, I'm here, but he's definitely, you know, stepping up to the plate and helping me out and not, you know, being bitter about it at all. So, you know, I think it's great to have a guy like that here just to give you little tips, you know, just on how to do things. And it's definitely been a big help for me.
How many times have you had to back away and start over again because you messed up mentally or verbally?
Not very often. You know, as an offense, I try to pride myself in being ready every day with the script, you know, going out and getting the plays to the team, and not just getting it to them, but saying it with confidence. So it's not very often that we do. Sometimes we go out there and we line up in the wrong formation and have to come back to the huddle. And that's just the nature of the game. In a real game, you go run the play in whatever formation you called out there. So it's not very often. So, you know, I think, you know, you can ask anyone else or the coaches and they'll tell you that.
How have you been with the verbiage, especially on the drills where Kyle's talking into the headset?
It's been fine. I mean, in OTAs, it was a little staticky through the earpiece, but, you know, I got used to it and have definitely been more on point of getting the right plays out. So hopefully it's that clear during the game. Rex has told me it's not, but that's why you have to know your offensive game plan, and I plan on knowing it.
Hey Robert, what time do you think you'd reach a comfort level you want with receivers, and how has a veteran like Santana Moss kind of been able to help you in that process?
Say that again?
At what point do you think you'd reach the comfort level you want to be at with the wide receivers, and how has a veteran like Santana Moss been able to help you, you know, develop that?
Throwing with those guys over the summer helped. Being out there with them in OTAs and minicamp helped. Being here with them helps. You can never say you're there because you can always be more on point with them, but I think we have a pretty good chemistry right now. And if we had to go play tomorrow, I think we could do it and be effective. We don't want to go play tomorrow because we just practice hard today, but, you know, it's getting better. And, you know, I feel really good about the guys that I do have and the talent and the things we're going to be able to do.
Robert, do you have, like, one or two things that you've self-identified and maybe they've helped you identify that you really want to work on, or would you say it's four or five or maybe even more things that, you know, you're kind of feeling in your mind that you need to do a lot better?
No, I mean, it's just working on everything. You know, I'm not one to say, hey, I'm really bad at that. You know, it's not that I'm naive or stubborn. I just don't look at myself that way. So whether it's, you know, working on, you know, picking up blitz pressures and knowing where to go with the ball or what to do in what certain situations. You know, I'm working on all those things, feet, drops, hitching up in the pocket, just getting completions and staying on the field. That's the bottom line. I think if you constantly put yourself down and say, hey, I need to really work on that, then you're going to think you're bad at it. So I try not to talk that way.
They obviously have a lot of different packages for you. What do you like about doing something like running the option? What kind of wrinkle can that throw to a defense?
Well, you know, when it comes to that, Coach promised me he's not going to get me killed. And we're going to do, you know, whatever we have to do to help this team win and move the ball. So the guys in this league are definitely a lot bigger and a lot faster, and I experienced that out here, you know, with my teammates. So we'll be smart, and, you know, whatever we have to do, we'll do it. But, you know, he said he's not going to get me killed.
Are you concerned about your line at all, like, early and guys are, you know, banged up already?
No, I try not to. I definitely keep tabs on those guys and try to talk to them and see what's going on with them. You know, just for my mind's sake, you want to have the best guys you can have out there. But, you know, we got a couple guys sitting out, and, you know, the rest of the line is stepping up and doing a good job. So if you think you have a banged-up line or a bad offensive line, then you'll play scared. And the one thing I don't want those guys to think is that I don't trust them. So I definitely trust my offensive line, whoever's out there with me.
Robert, how much design throwing on the run did you do at Baylor, and how did it compare to what you've been doing out here?
You know, we did nakeds and boots at Baylor, and I threw on the run, you know, a bunch. But I think it's more out of design here with the keeper game that Coach likes to run. So it's not really comparable, but, you know, I've had my fair share of throwing on the run. You know, being looked at as an athletic quarterback, that's what everybody tries to do with you.
What are some of the principles you have to maintain, especially that throw to the left across your body?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, throw when you're ready. You know, if you have to rush a throw, a lot of times it'll dive on you. And early in the couple first practices, you know, we all struggled with that. But we've definitely picked it up since then. And I know yesterday we hit a really good one on the run. In the past few days, all of us have looked really good on keepers. So it's like I said, I try not to just be a Debbie Downer and say, oh, my gosh, I got to do that. It's just about practice. And, you know, if you make a bad throw one time, it's very slim chance to none that I'm going to go back and make that same bad throw.
When you're doing it on the run like that, is it about being a little bit more patient and making sure you get everything turned, you know, get your hip, shoulder square, everything square? Or what kind of helped you, I guess, get better at that?
Yeah, you got to get your shoulders around. The problem is when you have Brian Arakpo running right after you and you can't get your shoulders around. So we worked on it all through our drills. We worked on, you know, when you can get it all the way around and get downhill and make the throw. And then if, you know, you got a guy like Kerrigan or Rack running after you and you have to run sideways, just how to position your body to be able to make that throw as well. And we did a good job correcting it. So, you know, thank the coaches for that.
You said you're making Humble cool again. What were your thoughts on that statement and just him out here today? What did you think of Wale?
Oh, I mean, it's cool. I like Wale. I met him, you know, I think at the draft. You know, I got drafted by the Redskins, obviously, so he's a huge Redskin fan and, you know, a really cool guy. You know, so for him to say that's cool that we have celebrities like him out here supporting us. It definitely brings a lot of fans out. Hopefully we can get some more celebrity fans, a.k.a. Durant, out here to support us.
Robert, you said that you made a
name dropping. He is. He can fly back.
You said you made a big jump since OTAs and minicamp. You think you've made some jumps since day one of training camp?
Oh, you know, day one of training camp, you know, everyone's amped up, a lot of jitters, and, you know, you want to come out and impress. And I think we did some things good, but we also did some things bad. The best way to describe it is we hit everything that was closely contested, and we missed everything that was wide open. So, you know, I think we've made some strides since then, since day one. And I'm extremely proud of the offense, but, you know, by no means are we satisfied. But we definitely have gotten better since day one.
Robert, I apologize if you've – go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah.
All right, yeah.
The one against the two is the fumble inside the five, and then you chase the keel down the other.
Yeah.
Is that something that drills over at that point? Do you actually think, am I really going to go do this, or is it just natural?
I don't want to scare the fans and let them think that I'm going to go run down linebackers 80 yards down the field. It happened, so whatever. But, you know, it just shows – I think it's more of a thing for the team to see, don't give up on the play. You know, I didn't even know that there was a fumble. You know, Cooley probably would have been tackled before he fumbled anyway. But to see that guy running and they're blocking for him, why give him a free touchdown? So I ran him down because I could and pushed him out of bounds.
Robert, one last one if I could, please. I apologize if you've answered this in the last couple of days. This is my first time here today. But I was actually at – I'm going to name drop now. I was at Colts practice yesterday for Andrew Luck. The veterans made him get up and sing to humble him, and he was booed off the stage. Have you had any introduction to humility by the veterans yet?
Yeah, today D-Hall made me carry his pads because I said I break arm tackles. So he said, here's these pads, and this will help you work on breaking those arm tackles. But other than that, I think we're going to start our rookie shows tonight. I plan on singing. Hopefully I don't get booed off the stage, but we'll see what happens. There's a couple guys that got some skits going on, but they're not doing too much to us.
What's your selection for singing?
I think I'm going to go with some Temptations, some My Girl, you know. Do that. Hopefully get the whole room singing, and then we'll move on from there.
I know you don't want to be embarrassed in front of the team, so if you'd like to give us a sample right now.
No, warm up. I can't do that. Okay. I can't do that. I don't want to, you know, break any cameras or anything.
Robert, do you get the sense that some of the keepers and design plays where you're escaping the pocket are going to be a little bit more successful against teams that aren't practicing against you every day, and that by now guys like Kerrigan and Arakpo are just boxing you in, really?
You hit that right on the head. You know, they're going to, in practice, you know, the guys you go against every day, and they've seen this offense time and time again, so they kind of, you know or can feel what's coming. And then teams that, you know, have a week to practice for it, or, you know, like the Saints who have had, you know, all summer or however long they've been working on it to try to shut it down, you know, they'll be better at it, but nobody will be as good at it as Kerrigan and Arakpo. Those guys know it, and it helps me get better so that I know no matter what look I get, whether I get the edge, don't get the edge, kind of get the edge, you know, I know how to run the play accordingly.
Obviously, you knew DC was going to be, you know, excited when you got in here, but has anything about this even been more over the top, the excitement level, than even you expected or not?
I didn't expect the excitement. I certainly wasn't surprised by it, but I didn't expect it. I didn't want to get drafted and, you know, have a whole city fall in love with me or say that's just what I do. But, you know, it's definitely been an eye-opening experience. You know, like I said, it's from what I went in and had in Waco at Baylor times 100 here in D.C. So it's definitely a great experience. And, you know, hopefully I can be the catalyst and then get a lot of the fans excited about this team.
Obviously, a lot of things are serious about what you guys do, but you had a little fun there with Raheem. A guy like that, I mean, how much fun does he make, you know, kind of these two-hour-plus practices and these long you-know-what days that you guys are going through?
Yeah, he definitely makes it fun. Raheem can get on you. He can, you know, talk some trash, but when you get him, you get him. And, you know, he tends to try to pick on me a little bit, so, you know, I scored those two and threw the ball at him, almost threw it at him again. On one, but, you know, it's just fun in games. And, you know, off the field, you can talk to him. He's cool, and he'll try to help you be the best player you can be.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
Good job, guys.